This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua Maseches Ksubais. We're learning Daf Chaf Gimel. And we begin three lines from the bottom on Chav Beis Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught. Shnayim Oimrim Niskadsha, Ushnayim Oimrim Loi Niskadsha. The rabbis taught, if two Edom say, we saw she got married, and two Edom say, no, she did not get married. Sarezu Loi Tinase, she can't marry anybody else, because we have to be concerned, she's married. V'im Nisseis, and if she married someone else, despite the possibility that she was already married to someone, Loi Tetzei, she doesn't have to get divorced. Shnayim Oimrim Niskarsha, Shnayim Oimrim Loi Niskarsha, two Edom say, she was divorced from someone. Two Edom say she was not. Hare Zulay Tina say she's not to get married. V'im this says Tetz Edom. If she got married, she has to get divorced. Rak the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Why, if two against two, in terms of whether she got married or not, if she marries someone else, Loi Tetz Edom. If two against two, whether she got divorced, if she goes ahead and she gets married, then she has to get divorced. So Tosus asks a bamba. Tosus asks a bamba question. What do you mean, what's the difference? The difference is very pashut. When you have two Edom against two Edom, whether she got married, she is b'chezkas not married. She is b'chezkas penuya. So she's b'chezkas penuya. Chazaka says she never got married. And therefore, if she married someone else, the halacha should be Loi Tetzei. Because treu trei sveika derabanan, we use chazakas, so she should not have to get divorced. However, in a case where two edim say she got divorced and two edim say she didn't get divorced, so then she's becheskas married. So if she's becheskas married, if she marries someone else, she'll have to get divorced because of chazaka. So Tosis wants to know, what in the world is Gemara's question? What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? The difference is obvious. The difference is, when there's a question about whether she got married, she has a cheskas penuya. When there's a question about whether she got divorced or not, it's a cheskas eshas ish. To which Tosfos answers that even though there's a chazaka that she's single, but treu trei sveika drabanon means that even though on a biblical level you use chazaka, on a rabbinic level, midrabanon, you don't use chazaka, so at least midrabanon, it would be teitzei. But that's the Gemara's kasha. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Amar Abaye, tirgama ve'ed echad. Interpret the cases that the edim that are going against each other are one eid against one eid. Eid echad oimer neskadsha ve'ed echad mar loy neskadsha. If one witness says she got married and one witness says she did not get married, tarvayu bipnuya kamasadi. They're both testifying about a single woman. Vahayda kamar neskadsha, and the aid that says she got married, havalei chad, it's one aid. Vein dvar v'shalecha v'makam shnayim, and one aid in a situation where two aidim say that she is a pnuya is nothing. So then, why can't she? So therefore, the halacha is loy teitze. Now, why can't she get married lechatchila? That's a good question. It seems like she can't get married lechatchila because it would be lazus sefasayim. It would be a scandal, a shtekal. It would be a little bit of a scandalous for her to get married when you have one aid that says she's already married. Seifa, in the Seifa, eid echad oimer nizgarsha, v'eid echad oimer loy nizgarsha. In the Seifa, one witness says she's divorced, and one witness says she's not divorced. Tarvayhu be'eshes ish kamasadi. They're both testifying about a married woman. V'haide kamar nizgarsha, and the one that says she got divorced, havalei chad, is only one witness. V'ein dvar v'shalecha b'makam shnayim. And one witness, b'makam two, is not significant. So that's how we answer the stira. We're talking about one aid against one aid. So if one aid says she's married, one aid says she's not married, then she's not married. If one aide says she's divorced, one aide says she's not divorced. She's not divorced. Ravashi says, no, la'olam treyu trey. Really, we're going to understand the cases as it says it's two aidim against two aidim. Aye, what's it in the reisha and the seifa? We're going to flip the girsa and we're going to say, if there's a question about whether she got married, teitse, she'll have to leave the second guy. If there's a question about whether she got divorced, she does not have to leave the second guy. Now, why would that be? And the case is to say, not she got married, to say, we saw her get married. And to say, we didn't see her get married. So to say, we saw her get married, and to say, we did not see her get married. Harezu loy tinase, she's not allowed to get married. Vim nisseis, and if she got married, teitse, she goes out. Why? Because if two eidim say she got married, that we saw her get married, the fact that two eidim say, well, we never saw her get married, that's not a raya that she didn't get married. They just happen not to have seen it. So the Gemara says, pshita, of course the halacha would be that she can't get married, because the fact that two eidim say that we didn't see her ever get married ain't a raya. That's not conclusive proof that she never got married. Maybe they happen not to see it. Well, if two eidim come and testify, we weren't at your chasana. Okay, that doesn't mean the person didn't get married. There are a lot of chasanas that take place that those particular people didn't see. Says Gemara Lo Tzricha, we only need it for the following case. The Dairi B'chatzar Echad. The Eidim live in the same courtyard as this couple. Who two Eidim say they got married. And these two Eidim say, you know, we're living in the same court. We didn't see you get married. Ma'od Detema, I would have said, Im Isa Deneskadsha, if they got married, Kala Isla. It would have rumor. Lemilsa. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is, the Avdi Inchi the Mekadshi Bitsina. The Chiddush is that people commonly would get married privately. The Avdi Inchi the Mekadshi Bitsina, that people would make it their business. Sometimes people get married in privacy. So even though they live in the same courtyard, it doesn't mean that they necessarily would have seen the marriage. Seifa and the Seifa. Two Eidim say, we saw that you got divorced. Two Eidim say, loy reinuish, we didn't see that you got divorced. Harezu loy tinase, you're now to get married. The imnisays, and if she got married, loy teitse, then you're now to get divorced. So there, that loy teitse, you don't have to get divorced. So two Eidim say, we saw them get divorced. Two Eidim say, we didn't see them get divorced. So the halacha is, loy teitse, she would be allowed to marry somebody else. Again, alechatchila, she would not be able to get married because of lazos sefasayim, because of rumors. But we follow the Eidim that say, we saw her get divorced. So Gemara says, my kamash malan, what's the chiddush over here? You're going to say the chiddush is that we don't put any weight on the Eidim that say we didn't see them get divorced? That afagav the dairi b'chatzar, even though they live in the same, the dairi b'chatzar echad, even though they live in the same courtyard? Hainu hach, that's the same chiddush as the first case. We already know that chiddush. We already know when two Eidim say we didn't see and they live in the same courtyard, l'loy re'inu eino raya, because sometimes people do things privately. So Gemara says, no, there's an added chiddush in this case. Ma'u detema, I would have said, Gabi Kedushin, who, the Avdi Inish de Mekachi Betzina, by Kedushin, it happens that people get married privately. By the way, Maisa Shahaya, I had to confront somebody who, can't say too many details. I said, you know, Rabid, you're coming to shul, and I see you with somebody, and I know you got divorced from the first person, but like, how can you just hang out with the second person? And he said, what do you mean? I married her. I said, what? You married her? Oh, yeah, yeah, we had a wedding. Oh, I said, oh, good to know. But that's what this Gemara says. Avidi inish de mekadshi b'tzina. I didn't ask him who the Masadik Kedushin was, but that's the Gemara saying. Avidi inish de mekadshi b'tzina. But you would have thought a get, if people get divorced, okay, maybe I'm being sent a message with the dying battery here, but you would think by a divorce that okay, you would think by a divorce, people would not get divorced, b'tzina. And therefore, if they live in the same courtyard, and they said, we didn't see them get divorced, then the halacha should be that that's two against two. If they in fact got divorced, then maybe there's a coil. Kamash malon, the chiddush is, the avidi inchi the mekadshi the megarshi b'tzina. People will get married and get divorced b'tzina. By the way, I could tell you a story about that half of it as well, of avidi inchi the megarshi b'tzina, where you could have people who the person who never told anybody that he was megarish. So l'maisa, the Gemara says it's a phenomenon. And I could confirm both of these phenomena just from very limited experience. Okay. The Gemara continues. The Mishnah said, on Daf Chav Beis, the Mishnah gave two cases. A woman that came and said, I was married and I'm divorced, she's believed. But if they're Adim, that she was married, she's not believed to say she was divorced. A woman's believed to say, I was captured and I'm Tahar, because apeshas apeshahitar. If they're Adim, she was captured, she's not believed. But if she got married, and then the Adim came and said that either she was married before, or she was captured, then the halacha, the Mishnah says, is teitze. Now the Mishnah doesn't say what case is that going on. Is that going on the first case of the Mishnah, where a woman says she was married, and then divorced, and then she remarries, and then Adim come and say she was married before? Or is it going on the case where she says, I was captured, and I'm Tahar, and then Adim come and say she was captured? So, says the Gemara, v'mishan nisseis bo Adim lo teitze. Lo teitze. If once she gets married, Adim come, that she was either married before or captured, she doesn't have to get divorced. Says the Gemara, Rab Oishia Masni La Aresha. Rab Oishia said it's going on the Resha. In a situation, a woman comes and says, I was married and then divorced, and then she gets married, and then Adim come and say, you know, you were married before, then Lo Teitze. Rabba Bar Avin Masni La Asefa. Rabba Bar Avin learns it on the Seifa. That if a woman says she was captured and she's Tahar, and then she gets remarried, and then Adim come and say she was captured, loy teitze. Again, she said she was captured and she's Tahar, and she married a Kohen, and then Adim come after she married the Kohen and say you were captured. So that's the Gemara. Man demasni la aresha, the one that learns it's going on the Resha, kol shekena seifa. Certainly in the case of the seifa. Why? De b'shvuya hikilu. We're lenient by a shvuya. What does that mean, we're lenient by a shvuya? When a woman is captured, it's not definite that she was violated. It's probable, but it's not definite. Since this is not definite, there's more room to be lenient by a shvuya. By the way, I would have said, you know why, if you learn it's going on the resha, certainly on the Seifa, not only because b'shvuya hekilu, because in the Reisha, if you're lenient, in the Reisha, if she's a married woman, then for her to live with another man, it's an act of znus. It's, and any future children are mamzerim. As opposed to in the Seifa, where it's only an issue of living with a Kayin and producing a Chalal, maybe that's not as severe. But the Gemara does not differentiate that way. The Gemara seems to say an Isser Dairaisa is an Isser Dairaisa, and a Psul in lineage is a Psul in lineage, and we wouldn't make that distinction. The distinction we're making is there's more room to be lenient by a Shvuya. The one who learns is going in the Seifa, Avala Reisha, Loi, but not on the Reisha. In the Reisha, maybe once she got married, she would still have to get divorced, because that's more Chamor. Says the Gemara, why would we not believe her in the Reisha? So the Gemara says like this, Lema bidrav Hamnuna kamiflagi. Shall we say they argue in Rav Hamnuna? Rav Hamnuna said on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis that a woman who tells her husband, you divorced me, she's believed. So the one that learns it's going on the Reisha, if a woman, even though Edim come in and say that she was married, the woman is believed to say, okay, I know now they're Edim that I was married, but I'm believed to say I'm divorced. So you'll ask, well, if that's the case, then even if Edim come in originally, she should be believed to say that she's divorced. No, Rav Hamnuna only would believe you if you mamish confronted the husband directly. But here the husband is not here. So here the husband's not here. The Tanakama maybe would say that we believe the woman even if Edim come after the fact that she got married. Not before the fact, because in this case it's not so brazen because she's not saying to the husband's face that she's divorced. So the one who learns that it's loitetze in the seifa, but in the reisha she would have to get divorced, does not hold of Rav Hamnuna, does not hold that we automatically believe a woman who says that she's divorced. So the Gemara says, no, don't make it dependent on Rav Huna, whether you hold of Rav Huna or not. Loi dekuli ami islay de Rav Huna. Really, everybody would agree to Rav Huna that a woman who says she's divorced is believed. But in this case, the husband's not here. So since the husband's not here, maybe bechlal, there's no nemonis at all for a woman to say that she's divorced, because there's no brazenness at all. V'hacha b'hacha miflagi. The one that learns it's going on the Seifa, Rabba Bar Avin, he holds Ki et marad Rav Hamnuna b'fanav. Rav Hamnuna's teaching was only said in the presence of the husband. Aval shaloi b'fanav, but not in his presence. Me'iza, she might have the audacity. Omar Savar and Rav Oishia learns shaloi b'fanav nami ena me'iza, not in his presence. She also would not have the audacity. The Gemara continues. The imishanisays bo edim, if from when she got married, the edim came. Right, the Mishnah said once she got married, the edim came. Then loy teitze. Again, we just had a machlokes. Is it going on the reisha, or is it only going on the seifa? Is it even going on the reisha, or only on the seifa? So now we have the interpretation of Avuha de Shmuel of this statement that if Edim come, loy teitze. That it doesn't just mean that if she actually got married and then Edim come, loy teitze. But even if we merely gave her the heter to get married, she can continue to use that heter. Amar Avuha de Shmuel. The father of Shmuel said, loy nises nises mamish. When we say if she got married, doesn't mean she actually got married. Ela kivan shehitirua linase, but rather since we permitted her to get married, afal pi shaloi nises, even though she didn't actually get married. Frekti gemara v'haloi teitze katani, but it says that she doesn't go out, which implies she got married. Says, she doesn't go out of her original heter. When it says she doesn't go out, it means she doesn't leave her original heter. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Amran ish besi utahairani. Let's say a woman comes and says, yes, I was captured, and I'm tahar. V'yeshli edim shetahairani. And I even have edim that I'm tahar. Ah, well, now that she says she has edim, but that means she also has edim that she was captured. So do we have to wait for these edim to come? No, in oimrim nam tenat sheyavo. Edim, we don't say let's wait until the edim come. Elamatirin oisa miyad. We permit her immediately. Hitiru li nase. Once we gave her the heter to get married, v'acher kach ba'o edim, and then the edim come and say, really? You said that we say you're tahar? V'amru lo yadanu, we don't know. Harezu lo yteitze. She doesn't leave that heter. V'imbo eide tuma, but if eide tuma come, that say she was violated, afilu yeshla kama banim, even if she has many, many children, teitze, she has to get divorced. Meaning eide tuma, if we have eidim that she was actually violated, then in fact, she would have to get divorced, even though she actually got married. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. No, sorry. Hani shvuyaisa da asin leneherda. Certain captives came to Neherda. So there were women who were captured. They came to Neherda to be redeemed. Oisiv avua de Shmuel naturi bahadayu. The father of Shmuel appointed guards over them, because they're still in the hands of the captives, and at least from now on, we don't want them to be violated. Now the truth is, it doesn't really accomplish anything, because maybe they were violated the last 30 years, they were under the domain of the captives. But still, Avod Shmuel didn't want them to continue to be violated. Amar le Shmuel, Shmuel said to his father, what are you appointing guards for? Va'ad ho'edna manatarenu. And until now, who guarded them? Amar le. So Avua de Shmuel said, "Ilu binsach havyan mihavas mazalzul kolihai." If they were your daughters, would you treat them so lightly? Meaning, why are you dismissing the need for a guard? If they were your daughters, wouldn't you want them to be guarded now? So why are you being so dismissive of me appointing guards? Now once the father Shmuel said, if they would be your daughters, wouldn't you want? It's almost like he put a curse on them. He said those words. Once he said those words, it caused havik kishgaga shiyotzim lefnei hashalet. It was like a mistake that emanated from before the ruler. Meaning, if Avua de Shmuel said, if it would be your daughters, would you want them not to be guarded? So now it caused that that Shmuel's daughters would be violated. Vishtavim bin Seidemar Shmuel. And the daughters of Shmuel were captured. By the way, this year learning Chumash, you have very often the expression, you have Rashi quotes, Niva v'lo yadama niva. They prophesied and they didn't know why they prophesied. And it struck me, why would Hashem put prophecy in the mouth of the Shvatim, let's say, you know, Kulanu b'nei Yeshecha nachnu, or Avram Avinu said to Yitzchak, v'nashuva, we're going to return. Rashi says, niva v'lo yadama niva. Why is Hashem putting nevuah in their mouth? So I think we could extrapolate and say that if when a person says something l'ra, it causes an effect, then Niva v'layada maniva l'toiv also has an effect. What caused that Avram Avinu should return with Yitzchak? The words of Nevuah that he articulated, we will both return to you. That was payel that they should taka return. Or when the brother said, we're all the son of one father, that caused that they had a change of heart toward Yosef, and they felt the brotherhood to Yosef. So this is what happened to the daughters of Shmuel on the flip side. Anyway, the daughters of Shmuel were captured. Vaskinu la'ardi, so they were brought up to land of Israel. Ukman l'shvuyanu me'avroi. So daughters of Shmuel were very smart. They ran into the Beis Din and they said, hey, we're captured. We were captured, but we're tahar. Va'ayli l'bei medrasha. They left the captors outside. They went into the Beis Medrash, to Rabbi Chanina. Ha amran jesu tarani. One girl said, I was captured, I'm tahar. Va'ha amran nishvesu tarani. And the other daughter said, I was captured, I'm tahar. Sharinu. So they were permitted. Soif, in the end, oil, asu shvianu. They went up and the captors came. And they realized that the daughters of Shmuel pulled a fast one. They used their Pesha Asar before the captors came. So right now, they were given a heter, but I don't know if they actually got married yet. Now, Avuah de Shmuel said, Loi nises nises mamish, but they're kiven she tiru linase, they're allowed to get married. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Chanina, binan demarion inun, these are the daughters of, clearly the daughters of great halachic authorities. Igloi milsa, debin zid mar Shmuel havin. It turned out, they figured out they were the daughters of Shmuel. Amar le Rabbi Chanina, Rav Shemin bar Abba. Rabbi Chanina said to Rav Shemin bar Abba, look, you're related to them. Puk itapel bekrovosech. Why don't you marry them? He was a kayin. But you're related to them, you should marry them. I Omer le Rabbi Chanina, I v'ho'ika edim b'medinas hayam. But they're edim overseas. Presumably that know that they were captured. It says Gemara, hashtam yeslis nao kamand, but they're not here. Edim b'tzaristam b'tiyasar. Edim are in the north and they should be asar. Now that implies the reason why you can marry them is because the Edom didn't come. Taima dolayasu Edom. The reason why they're giving a heter to marry them is because the Edom didn't come. Ha asu Edom, but if the Edom came, mitzara, they would be asur. Now this whole diuk is very difficult. Because forget the Edom. The captors are here. What do you need Edom for? The captors are here. So why are we... What's this diuk even? But if the Edom would have come, they would be Aser. But clearly not, because the captors are here. And the Gemara is asking, why if the Edom would come, would they be Aser? The Amar Avuah de Shmuel, that once we give a heter, they're allowed to get married. Kivan Shatur Linase, Afal Pishle Nises, you're allowed to act upon the heter. Meaning we're asking Akasha. We know Avuah de Shmuel holds that once we give a heter, you're allowed to marry. So then, very good. Why are we saying because the Edom didn't come yet, so that's why you're allowed to marry them, even if the Edom came, but we've already given a heter? So Gemara, so this is very difficult to understand. Because the Gemara is mashma, the reason they didn't come, but if they would have come, they wouldn't be able to get married. Clearly not. Because even if the Edom didn't come, the captors are here. So we don't need any greater Edus than the captors standing here. Which means that even though the captors are here, since we gave a heter, you're allowed to act on the heter. So the Gemara's answer is sort of muchach. Am ravashi edei tuma itmar. What we're worried about is that if the Edom come, because we're talking about Edom that she was violated. Not Edom that knows she was captured. Edom that knows she was violated. So the fact that maybe there are rumors swirling that they're Edom that she was violated, that's not a reason why she can't get married now. But if the Edom would come, of course she would not be able to get married. Because if Edom come and say she was violated, then of course she won't be able to get married, because even if they come after the fact, she would have to get divorced. So what we're worried about is the possibility of Edom that say she was Tameh. But in fact, we're saying that since Edom are not here, then she would be allowed to act, they would be allowed to act on the original heter. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll pick it up in the Mishnah Bez Hashem tomorrow night. Thank you, everybody, for coming. See you tomorrow. What?
So we're chayisha that the Shmuel's daughters were lying.
Yeah, but again, not that we're chayishad. We're saying that they told Rabbi Chanina Yeah. So Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Shimon, go marry them. So Rabbi Chanina said, but what about the Edom of Medina Sayam? Which ultimately means, what about the Edom of Medina Sayam that say that they were violated? So Rabbi Chanina said, I'm sorry. Rabbi Chanina said, no, right now they're not here. You don't have to be concerned. Because it sounds...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.